Yeah, that is right. Kaizer Chiefs, a 10-year trophy drought finally over the Khoisan Nation. The crowned champions of the Nedbank Cup after Smarties Yusuf Moth scored late in the second half to beat Orlando Pirates 2-1.
Shabalala, Ashley Dupreer, onside. The attack has lost its sting, but a good fall now! Yo, yo, yo! Yusuf Moth with a captain's goal!
Yeah, listen, it was a captain's goal. Kaizer Chiefs winning that one 2-1. And I can see on social media, Kaizer Chiefs fans are saying we want Real Madrid, we want Barcelona. We actually want to play Germany. And then maybe we'll play the Springboks and the All Blacks sometime soon. But champions for the Nedbank Cup, Keona Cup, it is Kaizer Chiefs. Now, Nottingham Forest qualified for Europe for the first time in 30 years. But it was a bit of a bittersweet day as they missed a chance to move into the top five in the Premier League. Third place, Newcastle, 2-0 winners over Chelsea, Tottenham and Man United. Both lost 2-0 at home. Tottenham playing against Crystal Palace. United playing at home against West Ham United. Arsenal, they came from 2 goals down to a draw 2-2 at Anfield in the Premier League. Mamelodi Sundowns moved within a point of clinching the Betway Prem title after beating Astellas 3-0 in Glory Cup. And then Team South Africa picked up 2 gold medals at the World Athletics Relays, led by Uzagi Tinene in the men's 4x400 meter final. South Africa clocked a time of 2:57.50. And then, of course, the big one, men's 4x100.
And we're away this time as they power around this first quarter of the men's 4x100 meters. Exceptional running there from South Africa. It looks like as we go into the exchange, clean from South Africa, clean from America. Kenny Benarek storming down that absolute seamless change there. Great Britain just behind. South Africa on the left of your screen going well as well as we call